out, and we'll start with that and then just go from there.
Okay.
So anyways, I'll get us going. Hey everybody, it's Hunting Out Loud. I've got Rob Michon here. I'm your host, and today we're going to talk to Donnie Yates. A lot of y'all probably seen him on social media. He's all over the place, Instagram, Facebook, and just a little bit everywhere. He's got a page, Donnie, or DY Outdoors, and he's out of Alabama. Hey, good to have you on, Donnie.
Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate you having me on, and I hope your listeners enjoy listening to this old Alabama country boy talk a little bit.
Well, I just had Rex on, Rex Holmes Jr., and I know you know Rex, and I haven't put his episode up yet, so we went from Mississippi to Alabama. Rex is pretty comical.
Rex is a great guy, and I'm originally from Mississippi. I've just been moved to Alabama about 9 years, so my roots are actually in Mississippi.
Oh, is that right? You know, there was something that Rex was telling me. Like I said, I haven't published his episode yet, but I asked him about how many bucks you could take down there where Rex is, and he said 3 bucks. And then I asked how they tagged them, because up here we have to call our deer in. Used to we had a check station. But he said down there that it's just on the honor system.
Well, it was like that in Alabama up until about 3 years ago, and now they've got the it was a Pocket Ranger app for your phone, but they have switched that now to a Alabama Outdoors app, and you can record your deer that way. And we're allowed $3 a year here as well.
Yeah.
It's so much different in each state that it's unreal about having to keep up with the different laws, especially for these people that travel and hunt to different states. They have so much to keep up with that it's unreal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I had Nick McWhorter on the other day, and he had just went out west to Montana. First time out there elk hunting, and he said, man, the literature, he's like, it was just about blew him away, you know, trying to figure out his game laws of where he could hunt and what he could do. Like I said, it's just such a big difference. You know, you really have to study up on that stuff.
It really is. And now with the new chronic waste disease, going around with the use of synthetic scent and urine scent and not being able to take deer across state lines and stuff, a lot of people don't have a clue about that.
Oh, no. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, like, Ohio, you know, I hunt Ohio and Kentucky. Of course, I live in Kentucky. But if I kill a deer in Ohio, I cannot bring that deer over here to my butcher or to my taxidermist unless it's deboned and the skull's out of, you know, it's got to be taped and all that stuff. And now I can take my Kentucky deer over to Brandon Hitchcock, my taxidermist there in Ohio, no problem. So it's just a big difference there.
And, right. Alabama just passed that law now this year that you can't cross the state lines with it. And I just seen a new proposal for Mississippi that they just proposed that as well. No, that's already law. I'm sorry. They've got a new proposal for the synthetic scents where you can't use urine-based scent. So it's a lot for people to take in that that they really don't understand. And we have a lot of people here in North Alabama that travel across the Tennessee line to hunt. And you better know your laws crossing the lines like that because they're watching that now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what's the deal with the synthetic scent? I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, because I'm not aware. What's up with that?
I worked with Winpro for 2.5 years, and I still use their scent. I just don't do their social media anymore. The synthetic scent, man, I've been using it for 3 years with great success. Everybody, you know, they're kind of down on synthetic scent and things, but Winpro, I've had deer come through the mock scrapes 12 months out of the year and check them.
Yeah, just like a territorial scrape or something.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to take inventory of your herd by running that year-round. And there's a lot of synthetics on the market now. It's just, it just depends on what people want to use. And I know that I said Winpro, but, you know, like I said, I worked for those guys for about 2 years, and have a lot of respect for those people. And, you know, I do a lot of social media work for companies, and, you know, I've yet to had a bad experience with anybody yet. It's always, even though that I don't work for them anymore, I still have a good relationship with them.
Well, and that's the way it ought to be. You know, you talk about, you know, you got started in the hunting industry, how long ago, and who'd you get started with?
It's been somewhere around 6 years that mm-hmm. I've been started in it. I got my start with Axe Broadheads and Antler Insanity. Until this day, I'm still running their social media page.
Well, you know what I think about Axe Broadheads. I love them.
They're a great head, and they're great people. You know, that makes all the difference in the world. They're John Young and Randy Buckner and Scott Garland, and Darren Holt are fantastic people to work with.
Hey, they're great people. I don't know the rest of them. I've chatted with John several times, and, you know, of course, I've kind of, guess I met or started chatting with you because of Axe Broadheads. I mean, I'm not a pro staff or nothing like that. It's just it was kind of a fluke. I started shooting that broadhead and then started chatting with you and chatting with John. And like you said, you cannot ask for better people. And, you know, I'm proud to represent that broadhead. For one, it's a great broadhead. I don't know how many deer I've killed in the last 6 years with that thing. And, I've had no issues with it. I'm not sitting here. You know, if you listen to my podcast, I'm not trying to promote products. I'm not into the sponsors and all that. I just want to relay the truth. And I'm just telling you, you know, that thing, that I shoot the Battle Axe. I don't know about the other ones, but I love that Battle Axe. I love that thing.
The Battle Axe is great. And I'll tell you what, for a crossbow, the hybrid head is devastating. With that 1-inch cut diameter out the gate without the mechanical even deploying before that, you're going to get a 1-inch cut starting out. Then it's going to uh-huh. deploy into a 2-inch cut with that crossbow head, and it's unbelievable. You know, but you know, like I said, I got my start with them, and I've just progressed and worked with a lot of different companies. You know, Sneak Tech out of Idaho, not Idaho, but Utah. And I've worked with some non-hunting companies that I've helped. I'm very good at getting small businesses or brands where they need to be. I know how to get it seen organically through social media, and that's not easy to do.
Yeah, well, and that's what you're kind of all about, is helping people build their brand.
Yes. Well, that's what I was about for about the first 4 years or so. And then in the past year and a half or so, I've really been getting my website going. I had one website built, and I decided to revamp it, and I went with another guy, and I've had my new website, same name, up for about 3.5 months, and it has wowed me at the amount of products that I've moved through it. Mm-hmm. And my ultimate goal is to give the outdoorsman the best price available, you know, on a product so they can still have money to enjoy their hunt. You know, I'm going to offer your listeners a discount code, HOL, and that's going to give them a percentage off of anything they want to buy on my website. And trust me, it's worth them going to look at.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'll make sure I tie that in with this episode right here, your episode. But yeah, appreciate it. You all go check his website out, and you know, discount, that's a good deal.
Right, and it's so. DYOutdoors.com is the website. And 3 years ago, I know that I don't know if you've already had your conversation with Mr. Scott Phillips from the Outdoor Ability Foundation, but
tomorrow,
I'm actually on the board of directors with those guys.
Okay.
And I've been working with them for just over 2 years, and we have given away 8 Outdoor Ability mobile chairs to different, mostly kids, but we do help some adults. And man, it's just life changing. It's a very humbling feeling to see a kid get something that will forever change the way they're able to do things and get out and enjoy things. We had one event in particular about a year and a half ago to where we give a young man a chair, and I was standing up videoing it in front of about 300 people, and I was just wiping tears out of my face because of how excited the boy got from it. You know, it's, I don't know how to explain it except being.
Like you said, it's life-changing. Absolutely. And I think I watched that video, and you know, about makes me cry because, you know, it's just good to see people like you, Scott, Grayson, you know, just being so selfless and doing things like that because, you know, a lot of these kids probably feel like they're forgotten.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And I love to help people. I love helping people. My wife tells me I help people too often, but, you know, it'll come back in the end, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's why I wanted you to come on, because I want to talk a little bit about Don Yates, because I know you're always promoting everybody else and helping everyone else. I know I started a that Preston Beach Challenge, a little turkey challenge, just to try to raise a little bit of money and get some awareness for the Outdoor Billy Foundation, where, you know, I don't have all them connections like you do, and you were sending me messages, hey, I can get this, and I can get this for a giveaway, and I really appreciate that. I mean, you didn't have to do that, and we might not raise a lot of money, but if we raise a little bit of awareness or whatever, it all helps, you know, just getting the word out. And
you know, I can't help everybody, you know, I know that, but if there's a way that I can help, I will.
No doubt.
And I think that that's one thing. That and honesty has gotten me to where I'm at today. Whether I'm wrong or right, I'm going to be honest about anything that I do.
You have to, because people see through all that fake stuff, and you know what I'm talking about.
You know, and you talking about just a minute ago, you're not sponsored by any company or anything. I'm not either. I'm not sponsored by any company. I do my own thing.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It's just I started out 4 or 5 years ago thinking that sponsorship was the way to go. But
well, me too.
You know, it's just not the way that I wanted to go with things because I didn't want to feel pressured to push something if it didn't work for me.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not kicking myself. I've talked about that a lot, and I don't mean to be kicking anyone that is sponsored, because I know what it takes to have hunting shows.
Absolutely.
And do things.
If I had a TV show or something like that, it would be different.
Yeah.
But I'm not in that position to where I have that. Now, I've had people that I've worked with some big names in the company. I'm not going to call them because I don't know if they want me to. But I've worked with some top names on the Sportsman's Channel in the industry. You know, I understand how the game works. I know what you've got to do to make a show like that go.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of money, and that's what it takes. And but just, you know, doing it in the right manner, I think people need to get back to that because they have a big stage. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. You're 100% right. But to go off of that topic a little bit, yes, that's a big stage to where you're a famous hunter, so to say, whatever you want to call yourself. That's fine, but social media is your biggest advertising platform that you have at your fingertips for free.
Without a doubt.
And a lot of people don't know how to utilize that. I've got a page right now that in the past month has got 4,500 new likes. Not paid for, not bought for, organic likes. And it's reaching over 11 million people right now.
See, and that's what you have to have, you know. And I was talking to the guys, you know, I started that little page for this Hunting Out Loud on social media. And like you said, I could pay for 10,000 likes, but those people are not interacting with you. So the organic likes is what you want because those are people that actually want to listen to your podcast or whatever.
I took over a social media page 3 months ago. It's got over 10,000 likes on it.
Mm-hmm.
when it was set up before me, I went back and looked, and from May the 3rd to May the 10th of 2017, it went from 349 likes to 10,000 likes because of the person that was running it bought the likes, and now there's nobody there. It's not even getting engagement on it, and we're fixing to close that page down and start a whole new one.
Jeez. And, you know, you're talking about advertising or whatever through social media. And if you think about it, people will just think about it. You know how much it costs for a commercial if you have a hunting show on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, through social media, people are looking and seeing way more on social media than what they're seeing in a commercial. So if I come home in the evening and I watch a hunting show, I might see that commercial twice. Well, you know, every one of us that have us, if we have a smartphone, we're all scrolling through our social media all day long, whether we're at work or whatever we're doing, whether we should be or not.
Yep.
And you're seeing it a lot more on social media, like I said, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or wherever it might be.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you.
I'm self-made, and I make my living every day from my house with my cell phone and my computer on social media.
Yeah, that's great, man. And you do it right, like you said. I know that for a fact.
You know, I don't know. You know, I have companies reach out to me all the time wanting me to work for them, and some of them I do and some of them I don't. Some of them say that my price is too high. Well, you know, that's fine. That's business. I don't hold a grudge about that.
Right.
But you go to a marketing firm, and those people are going to a lot of them are going to make your posts and stuff and use schedule your post out and not communicate with your fans and followers and things like that. And you can't do that. You have to communicate with me. I get personal with them. I'm on there talking with them as that company.
Yeah. And that's a big deal, you know, just going back to Axe Broadhead, you know, they're a great broadhead, but that right there, that interaction with John and you guys, I mean, that's just makes me want to shoot that broadhead even that much more. You know, I don't feel like a number, you know, feel like, I mean, almost like family, the Axe Broadhead family,
you know what I mean? You know, I'm staff coordinator for several different companies as well. And one of them being that I just got with is Crossover Camo. I love everything that they stand for. And their company is growing every day. I mean, it's really fixing to be something. I'm excited to be working with those guys. And the guys over at Beau DeLong, over at Cannon Creek Wildlife Attraction.
Yeah, well,
he's got some of their camo. I got them guys hooked up with them, and man, I think it's just fixing to be great things to come from that company.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's good looking camo.
Well, what it is depicted from four different hair from four different deer species from around the country. So they call it reactive camo, so it reacts with whatever surrounding that you're in.
Huh. That's pretty wild. So, that's definitely different, ain't it?
It very different. I've never heard of a reactive camo like that. But, I mean, they got photos in different scenarios and settings to where it blends with everything from duck hunting grasslands to up in a cedar tree.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and I know that I'm giving a lot of companies plugs, but, you know, that's kind of what I do.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. No problem. I mean, that's what you do. No biggie.
You know, and I'd be happy to have any other companies contact me that would be willing to want to talk to me. You know, if they want to contact me, they can.
Yeah, let them know again where they can contact you if any of them's listening.
They can contact me via social media through DY Outdoors Facebook page. They can email me at dyoutdoors@gmail.com. Or they can call my cell phone. It's 205-544-4723.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, Donnie, put all that aside, how about you? You going to get a honey this year? Or are you too busy?
Oh, yeah. I'm never too busy for hunting. I work from my cell phone, so I can take my cell phone to the stand with me. I'm lucky enough to have a lease about 10 minutes from my house. It's right at 600 acres, and there's only 8 members in it. And all of last year, there was only 2 hunters that hunted on it, and I was one of them.
That sounds good. I know I've been keeping up with some of your pictures and stuff on Instagram.
Oh, man, we've got a 5-point, Robbie, that is, I'm going to say he's over 100-inch deer at a 5-point.
Jeez, no.
And he is a stud, and he's top of my hit list. He's the one that I want.
Good deal, man.
You know, we've got some other good deer, and you know, Alabama is producing some giants lately. Just up the road from me is Bankhead National Forest. Hundreds of thousands of acres that anybody can go hunt on. From my understanding, I don't think it was last year, but the year before, the 2 new number one muzzleloader deer come from there the same year.
Really?
One took over it, and then like the next week, another one took over it. And it may not have been that fast. I could be wrong on that, but I know that they were from that area. And the rut here, Robbie, it falls in my area. It falls late December, 1st of January.
Right.
Just 40 minutes up the road in the Bankhead National Forest, maybe an hour up the road. It's in November because they brought a Michigan strand of deer and turned it loose in there.
Huh. See, and that's when ours is. Ours will be kicking off. Usually you'll start seeing a lot of scrapes and some things going on. By the last week of October is a really good time to be out there until the second, third week of November.
Right. Well, they're talking about this year, everything that I've seen, they're calling for an early rut this year.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, the acorns fell earlier this year than I've ever seen them fall. We've been having acorns fall for 3 weeks here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So is that one of the main food sources down there, just like up here, acorns?
It is in certain areas. And then, of course, you know, you've got farmland, and they'll have crops during the,
right,
the summer months. But 90% of the is hardwood acorns and things like that they're going to be. Right now, in the past couple of weeks, our trail camera pictures have really slowed down, and it's because of the acorns falling. The deer are getting that natural forage instead of eating my corn up. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing that happens here. You know, if you listen to any of the earlier podcasts I had, I was talking about the early season in Kentucky. And the first 2 weeks, you know, everybody's throwing corn out. It's legal here. And the reason it's so important the first 2 weeks is because, like you said, when the acorns start falling, you can forget that trick.
Absolutely. They're gone. And people all the time on social media, well, my deer disappeared. Well, it's because of the acorns falling.
Yeah, you got to go find that tree now.
Absolutely. And you know, and on our lease, we have a ton of persimmon trees, and the deer absolutely love the persimmons.
They do.
Going back to Beau DeLong, we got some of his persimmon flavored attractant and put on some feed, and man, the deer demolished it.
Good deal.
It was, I think one thing that helped enhance that was the amount of persimmons that we already had.
Right.
You know, I think that really helped. And I'll tell you something that I would like to address, too, is other hunters belittling other hunters.
Yeah, hunters bashing hunters.
I feel like we should come together. Hey, if it's legal and they take their animal legal, and I don't like the word harvest because when I go to kill something. You know, whatever they kill and it's legal, hey, That's they bought their license. That's what they paid for. They can hunt how they want to.
Hey, I agree with you 100%. Pat them people on the back because everyone's in a different situation. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I hunt. I like to, you know, there's a certain type of buck that I'm after. But there was a time in my life where if it was brown, it was down, and I had the same feeling back in as what I do now if I kill a 150-inch buck.
Right, and, absolutely.
And I would have hated to have social media back when I was 15, 16 years old and post a picture of one of my spikes and people bashing them. That's bull. That's bullcrap.
Well,
you know, we need all the hunters we can get.
About 4 years ago, the only deer I killed 1 year was a spike, and you think I wasn't proud to post it?
Exactly.
I didn't care what nobody said.
Yeah, and that's what it should be. But as a kid, some of these kids, and I've seen it on my, like you said, I've seen it on there. And there's always one. And 95% of the people always congratulate these. Congratulate people. But there's always that one. You know, and this, say you take a 14-year-old kid, 13, or however old, a younger person, and, you know, they're, you know, we can take it, Donnie. I mean, you can take it. We don't care. But you have a young hunter in the woods, and he kills something, and some dumbo gets on there and says, hey, buddy, you should let that grow up. I mean, just that gets under my skin.
It does.
And it's ridiculous. Because that kid's proud and tickled death.
Right. And a lot of times I have to overlook that in the position that I'm in.
Yeah.
Because I can't just get on there and argue with people, but, boy, it irks my skin so bad.
It does.
You know, just like my oldest daughter, she killed her biggest buck 4 years ago and hadn't taken a deer since then. And this past year she took a it was a young doe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was just as proud of that as she was her buck.
Absolutely.
You know, and I was sitting in the stand with her, so, you know, I was proud too. You know, anytime you can have something like that with your kid or any kid, period, it's a special feeling. And more hunters should mentor a kid in the outdoors.
I agree.
Whether it be your own kid or somebody else's kid, take one and mentor them. I'm going. We've got a boys' home here close to us, and I'm going to most likely. I talked to them last year about it, and they told me that I could. I'm going to get one of those kids from the boys' home and take them on a youth hunt here in Alabama this year.
Man, that's a good idea. You know, we have one of them boys' homes around here. I may try to do the same.
You know, those are things that people don't know about me that I do, because I'm not the type of person to get out and gloat about it and say, hey, look at what I've done. You know, because that's not what it's about.
Right.
You know, if I can take a kid hunting and they get their first deer or experience their first time in the outdoors or whatever, man, that's made my day just as much as it did theirs.
I guarantee you that's what it's supposed to be about. We need as many people in the woods as we can get. And just for, like you said, that new hunter to experience something like that, they're just going to pass it along, and that's what we need.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, it's we've got to unite somehow. You know, and I know that I may not be the answer to uniting it, but I'll try.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Donnie, I got to tell you, I have to tell you a quick story about Alabama. When I was young, my first job was traveling, and we had to go to New Hope, Alabama. And I might have been 19 years old, 18, 19. You know, I was just out of high school.
Right.
And I wasn't real crazy about traveling. I didn't know anybody or anything. And so anyways, I had to go to work, and here I go to New Hope, Alabama. Do you know where that's at?
I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly where it is.
It's right there near Gunnersville, which you know where Gunnersville is.
I do. Yep.
So,
yes, sir.
So here I'm all nervous and stuff, and I get down there, and when I show up at this place, all the people I'll be working for, you know, they're there. And I'll tell you, all we did was eat and hunt. I don't even think I worked the whole time I was down there, and I loved Alabama ever since.
I'm telling you, it made you a believer, huh?
Hey, so, when I pulled in, they all was super sweet and kind and, you know, Southern hospitality. And the first thing they said, we got to go eat breakfast. Well, then we worked till 10 o'clock that morning, and They come and get me. We got to go eat again. We work till noon. We got to go eat. 2:30, we got to eat again. And by quitting time, they had a big bunch of crawfish just laid out on this table and all that stuff that you all do down south. And we was eating again. And when we wasn't eating, we was hunting. So it's a wonder I ever come back home.
Well, whenever you get ready to come back to Alabama, you just let me know and we'll go shoot something. So
hey, I'll take you up on that.
Well, anytime you're ready, you let me know and we can make it happen. You know, if we don't kill nothing, we'll have a good time, I'm guaranteed.
Hey, that's all that matters. And same here. If you ever want to come up this way, just give me a holler. But, well, Donnie, I've got a couple more guys I want to interview here. They come to the house, and I sure appreciate you coming on, man.
Yes, sir. And like I said, if anybody needs me, let me know. And y'all get that discount code over there, HOL, Hunting Out Loud is what that stands for. And it'll be a very nice discount on some game cameras or Tacticam or whatever that you need over there.
Good deal, man. Appreciate it, Donnie. Hey, hold on here, Donnie, before we get off. I'm going to close this out on the interview. But anyways, for Donnie Yates and this is Rob Mershon, Hunt That Loud. We'll talk to you later.
Yes,
hey,
sir,
thanks for coming on, Donnie.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, later, bud.